on CBS Sports Radio.
We are live in Southern California. I am in the Quicken Loans studios. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. And we do start our third and final hour. Denver Nuggets shooting guard Malik Beasley joins me momentarily. And I'm getting a lot of reaction to Jay Cutler. Cutler's got a gig. He's a reality TV star. Benny and Wisco wants in. Benny and Wisco tweets, unlike Jay Cutler, I was perfectly fit for many yellow jackets. Thanks, Tommy Lee Jones's face. Don't get it, but it seems like it's got something to do with personal appearance. Benny, you should know better. Mark B. in San Diego, or Mark B. in SD tweets, Cutler would make for a great clone. What do you mean? Not that bright? Doesn't give a damn? Doesn't work? No energy? Jamie in Green Bay tweets, Cuddy terrorizing his wife's friends is classic. Stealing souls and just not giving a damn. I mean, that's part of that guy's charm. And that's essentially what they're accusing him of. Not giving a damn. I mean, he barely even acknowledges them when they're there, and he's all bent at one of them parked on the grass.
I don't even look Jay in the eyes anymore because I'm honestly afraid he'll steal my soul.
Like, I'll turn to stone, or he'll steal my soul. Rome Slice. Big 2:30 appointment. Cuddy is the best. Stan in Anchorage. War Cuddy, never being 100% ready to leave football. We need you, Cuddy. That's what I'm saying. This guy is the best. The best at being Cuddy and not giving a damn. I don't know.
I like to keep myself pretty free.
Do I want to work? No. I want to do the opposite of that. Signed, Cuddy. This guy's awesome. All right, more of that, I'm sure, going forward. Telephone lines are wide open, but as promised, we're joined by a shooting guard for the Denver Nuggets. He's averaging 14.5 points and 4 rebounds per game in summer league play. He was an ACC all-freshman teamer at Florida State. He was the 19th pick overall in 2016. Denver is coming off a 46-36 season last year. Malik Beasley is my guest. Malik, good morning. Nice to have you on. How are you?
How you doing, boss?
Good, man. Good. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good, man. Lots to talk about. Let me start with the big step that you took last year. You played 22 games as a rookie, 62 last season. I know you're already thinking about the next season, but when you look back on last year, what kind of thoughts do you have, and what were you able to take away from last season?
I'm able to take away that I got better last year. Being able to go from little minutes playing in the D League to significant minutes in the NBA. So it's pretty good experience to be able to do that. And now I just want to take it to an easy another level, be able to play all 82 games, you know?
You know, also, one of the things you talked about at the end of the season was how you changed up your approach a little bit after the All-Star break. Like, you started to study even more film. You did even more work on your body. What inspired those changes? And then how much did you start to notice a difference in how you felt and how you played?
I don't know exactly what changed it. I think it was just me not being an All-Star weekend. It kind of hurt me. Even though I'm young and didn't have the experience, I still felt like I should have been there. I don't know how, but that's just who I am. I just wanted to make sure I was able to turn up, man. I wanted to play more, and I just felt like the focus to be able to do that, you have to turn up another notch. So I wanted to do that a lot.
Malik Beasley joining us. Focus, to me, is the key word, right? Because you made another change. You start to spend even less time on social media. Now, that's something that a lot of people are trying to do. So what kind of a difference did that make, and how were you able to stay off of social? For instance, did you just delete some apps from your phone, or did you just kind of put the phone down and not look at it?
I put the phone down. I started reading more. I started watching more films. I started just working out more, eating right. That was the main thing at a young age. I'm only 21. I think I can just eat Burger King and all that good stuff when I'm lazy. But I started eating more healthy and things like that, and that took me to another level energy-wise, too.
Malik Beasley joining us. I mean, the whole thing about social on the phone, was that hard to do initially? I mean, I think that we all want to do that, and you don't even know what you're doing. And then you go down this rabbit hole, and you lose an hour or more, and you don't even know. Like, was it physically, was it hard to put the phone down?
It was hard to put the phone down, just because, you know, you got people always hitting you up. news always going on, especially around this time of summer. The trades are always going on, so it's kind of hard not being on your phone. I did it, and one of my main things my mom always told me was sacrifice. You always got to sacrifice something to be great, and I know that the Warriors have sacrificed a lot during the summer or whatever to win that championship, so I wanted to sacrifice a few things for my individual stuff to make me a better player in person.
I like it. Malik Beasley joining us. You mentioned your mom, so let me ask you about your family. You actually come from a remarkable family in the sense that your parents are both actors. Your father, Michael, played professional basketball. He made the move into acting. He was in Denzel Washington's film Flight, as well as Eastbound and Down. Your mother, Dina, who you mentioned, has modeled. She's been in the Hunger Games movies. So what was life like for you growing up as the son of actors, and were you around sets very much?
Yeah. Just being around them and being around them having success and even them failing, just getting auditions or say they got a part and they are in the actual movie, but when they actually release the movie, they cut the scene. So we've seen it all, man. We've seen being able to be humble, being able to make sure we work harder. But growing up with them, they always made sure that I continued to kept the same plan and continue to whatever that kept made me successful to stick with it and not get bored with it. That's the main thing people where they tend to fall off at is they get bored with success.
You know, at the same time, you had a taste of that life too. You acted in some commercials, a Tyler Perry film. What was the experience like for you? Did you get the bug at all?
Yes, I did. I did a little extra work here and now and then. I was always laughing, so I never got serious. But now that I get better, I want to. Now that I'm playing more and stuff like that, I want to be able to do more commercials for bigger brands and maybe even a movie.
We're talking to Malik Beasley. Now, when you look at the team last year, you guys came so close to a playoff spot. You finished only a game out of eighth. So what were the last few weeks of the season like for you? And then how tough was that to come that close and not quite get in?
It was cool, man. It was cool to see, see the difference in players. Like, you could tell the mentality in some of our players just were different. They were more locked in. They were more focused. Like, it was playoff time. And I felt that we should have that approach the whole season. So now that I know what that approach is, I feel like I can be able to, you know, be a leader and be able to tell them that every game matters. If we had to approach the same way we do the playoffs and things like that. So it was cool to get that experience. It sucked that we didn't make it, and it only made us better because we want to keep going. We want to keep working.
Now, you mentioned leadership. You're playing in the summer league for the third time now. Now, you could easily just kind of say, you know what, I don't need to do this. I've already paid my dues. I don't need to do it. But that's not what you're saying. You said, quote, it's a test to see if I want to go through this just to get through it, or do I want to get something out of it and be a leader, end quote. So what made you see it that way, and why is that leadership role something you want to take on and take it on through the summer?
I mean, that is what it is pretty much. You got to face the reality, man. Do I want to just be here, just be in Vegas and have fun, or do I want to get something out of it? I want to prove to the world that I am serious about basketball, that I am focused, and that I can be a leader and I could be a great player on this earth. And that's how I want to approach it. I want to prove to everybody that I am a good player, and that any team watching, even the Nuggets, like, I want to prove to them that I can play for them.
So is it all business, all work, or can you allow yourself a little bit of time to blow off a little bit of steam? I mean, it is Vegas.
It is Vegas, but right now I'm handling this business, and when I can, I'll figure out to have fun. But my main thing right now is just to work on my game, work out, make sure I'm getting my rest, because the heat out here, and all that takes a toll on you. And if I'm doing that while playing, it'll get to me. Like, I'll start to get more fatigued with the hotness and with it being so hot. You know, trying to have fun. You don't want to worry about any of that. You want to just focus on basketball. Plus, Vegas is going to be here all the time. So,
you got to stay hydrated. Plus, it seems to me like you figured out a lot of things at an early age that some guys never actually figure out. Now, you played your college ball at Florida State, which means you played for my guy, Leonard Hamilton. I'm not supposed to have favorites, but Coach Ham is one of my favorites. What was it like to play for him, and what kind of an impact did he have on you?
It was huge to play for him, man. He was like a father figure for me with my dad not being down there all the time. And he just talked to me on and off the court, always made sure I was being better. He had high expectations for me. And not everybody did down there, I feel to say. Not everybody knew that I was going to be one and done or the first one to never. Everybody just thought I was just a role player. and was just coming down there because of Coach Ham. But no, he was the one who actually believed in me, and he kept me positive and allowed me to keep working.
He was the 19th pick overall in 2016. Denver coming off a 46-36 season last year. Malik Beasley grinding out in the Summer League in Vegas. Malik, really nice to have you on. Appreciate you, and great to have you on the show today. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You have a great day. Malik Beasley. Love it when guys start interviews like, what's up, boss man? What's up, boss? How you doing, man? I like guys that like the process. I like guys that like being on the show. I like guys that give you honest answers. They're into the process. They want to be here. They give you answers. That's always a plus in an interview. All right, so my thanks to him. I've got Ben Golver coming up a little bit later on. We had Terry Francona, and we had to reschedule that. Hopefully that happens later on in the week. In the meantime, I'm trying to give away a golden ticket. Today I'm not succeeding. Hopefully that can still happen before the end of the program. In addition, you know, it's been kind of a wacky day. It's been a good day. I may, in fact, go off the board just because it's been one of those days. You know, a lot of you are up in arms over a change that Costco has made to the food they serve. Now, I do go to Costco. I do get their food. I do like a specific dog that they sell, except they're no longer selling that dog, and people are outraged. I may hit that topic when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Falling into bed has taken on a whole new meaning ever since I started sleep on my Casper mattress. You see, their engineers have created an exceptionally comfortable sleep experience. Get one and you will understand why it is the internet's favorite mattress. Casper has created three unique mattresses to help you sleep cool and comfortably year-round. Take the Wave. It's engineered to relieve pressure at 36 different points. The Casper mattress, more breathable and comfortable than ever. The Essential mattress, innovation at a great price point. And all of them are designed to coddle and comfort your every single move. They all provide the perfect support for every position that you sleep in. Find out why Casper has hundreds of thousands of happy customers like your Casper mattress for 100 nights in your own home with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use the code ROME and save $50 off the purchase of select mattresses. Casper.com. Code ROME, save $50. Terms and conditions do apply. See the site for details.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
You want to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs? Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Ben Golver is coming up next hour, or next segment, I should say. Meantime, here is a sentence that I never thought that I would say in my entire career on radio. Here it is. It has been a big summer for hot dogs. As weird as it is to say that. As weird as it is to say that, there's no denying it. I mean, take a look back. The Philly Fanatic lasered a hot dog through some old lady's mug. Damn near turned her into a Pez dispenser. 2 weeks ago, Joe Chestnut did his disgusting freak show and inhaled 74 hot dogs. But today, a far more grave and serious hot dog story. It leads the news. I probably should have gotten to it sooner. If you're driving right now, I would suggest you pull your rig over. If you're at work, I would tell you to get to a private, quiet place. If you're at home, make sure you're not near anything valuable, because you might be tempted to smash something in rage. I'm not hyping this up. I mean this. Costco, the giant warehouse chain that many of you are familiar with and members too. The only place where you can get a basketball hoop, a drum of dill pickles, a New York Times best-selling book, and an engagement ring. All on a single trip is, and you need to wait for this, Costco is discontinuing the Polish hot dog from their food court menu.
No! No! Oh my God!
It's happening.
It's literally running down my face.
No!
Whoa!
The Polish dog ripped from the menu. The reaction has been swift and violent, Alvy. And angry. Thanks, Alvy.
Oh, my God!
You're literally running down my face.
The Seattle Times is reporting that Costco is ripping the greatest dog on planet Earth off their menu to make room for healthier options. And no, it's not fake news. No, it is not some sick joke. It's real. ABC 7, San Francisco has got the deets.
If you're making a trip to Costco today, you may notice some changes on the food court menu. The warehouse chain is shaking things up a bit. It has removed the Polish dog from the menu at some of its locations. You'll also notice some healthier additions, including a new acai fruit bowl, organic burger, and plant-based protein salad.
I'm telling you, it's a national tragedy because the Polish dog at the Costco food court was a national treasure. There's nothing better in America than wheeling out a 90-inch flat screen TV, a lifetime supply of paper towels, having your giant ass receipt checked by an exit greeter, and then heading to the food court for a $1.50 Polish dog and a drink. $1.50. This is what the best lunch in the history of the world costs. $1.50, a price that has stayed the same since 1985. So has the dog. The best dog ever has stayed the same since then. The price has stayed the same. Hell, Alvin can feed the entire family with a Hamilton at Costco and get change.
No!
And it's not, right? And it's not just about that dog. Don't act like it's only about the dog. Let's not act like that onion wheel was not the best thing in the world, because it was. Nothing like cranking that thing and watching that cascade of perfectly diced white onions fall effortlessly onto the best dog in the world. And then the pump action mustard vat. It's incredible. Costco was not going to waste your time with stupid plastic spoons and even more stupid packets that you can't get open that end up on your shirt. They chased the best dog at the best price with the best condiment experience ever. It was beautiful. Freaking heaven on earth. And now it's gone. Gone. And don't come up in here and tell me about they still have pizza or chicken bakes or turkey sandos. I sure as hell don't care about meatless protein salads or fruit bowls. The Polish dog was the star of that show. Everybody knows it. What are you going to tell me next? What are you going to tell me next? That In-N-Out is ditching fries? That In-N-Out is ditching double doubles? What, is Wendy going to kill the Frosty? Yeah, J-Bo. Yeah, J-Bo's out of the taco business. Sure they're not. You see, this is the kind of post-Polish dog apocalyptic world that it feels like to me right now. The late Swiss-American psychiatrist Elizabeth Kubler-Ross says there are five stages of grief. The first three are denial, anger, and bargaining. It's fair to say that America is collectively cycling through all of those emotions right now. You want denial? Here's denial. A Twitter user named Joanna thumbed out, quote, "I'm still not over Costco getting rid of their Polish hot dog. Like, why?" You want anger? I give you anger. At Mr. Joey tweets, "Costco, y'all bleeping up? How in the world y'all removing the Polish dog from the menu? That bleep is a national treasure." Preach, Joe. Here's some bargaining. Here's the bargaining phase. An online petition to bring back the Polish dog pleads with Costco, "We will pay more. Charge us $2.50. So that guy's willing to pay $2.50. Costco's founder, Jim Senegal, once said, this guy said this back in 08, quote, another reason why the internet's in ink. He said this in 08. "We're known for that hot dog. That's something you don't mess with," end quote. Jimbo, empty freaking words. Empty words, empty stomachs, empty hearts, Jimmy. Devastating news. And if you want to talk about it, I am here for you to talk about it. Because I think it's going to take the collective healing. the collective healing of all of us to get through this thing. So my advice to you, do what I plan to do. Pour out a 20-ounce fountain drink for the Costco Polish dog today. Those who know it, get it. Those who know, get it. R.I.P. Rest in peace. The greatest dog at the greatest price at the greatest condiment bar ever. Oh, and anybody who tweets that Costco still has the all-beef hot dog, yeah, just not the Polish dog. My track record on Twitter, I still have never blocked anybody. You come at me with that crap, you'll get blocked. Instantly. Because you and I both know it's nothing more than a troll job. The all-beef dog is a joke backup to the Polish dog. You know it, I know it. Putting them in the same sentence is a disgrace to the Polish dog. Say that garbage. I see right through that garbage. Don't bring that here. Don't at me with that. Unless you want to get blocked. I can see a lot of you thinking, man, I've said some pretty heinous things to Rome. I've called Rome every name in the book. He never blocked me until I talked junk about the Polish dog, and then he did. Block! I know you're upset. I mean, honestly, I was upset and didn't want to get into it because I thought it would make me more upset, and I'm generally here to hype people up and make people feel good. But you just kept coming at me with it. Like, Rome, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? Dear Rome, this is unacceptable. My Costco membership might as well be a Sam's Club membership right now. I am just a non-equal with a Sam's Club membership now. John in Huntington Beach wore a solo trip to Costco being one of my dad getaways. Right? Right? Like, you need to get out of the house. Where do you need to go? Vegas? Palm Springs? No, man, just Costco. I just got to walk up and down the aisles at Costco, get myself my Polish dog, and I'm good. It's my getaway. Hey, Rome, Polish dogs are still available at Costco up here in Canada. Sorry, eh? Ryan in Calgary. They are now, Ryan, but for how long? Get them while you can, Rhino. Rome, thoughts and prayers to Team USA. I know few things emotionally wreck Americans, like being denied mystery meat shoved into a synthetic casing. Sorry for your loss, Matt in Vancouver. Attaboy, Matty. Attaboy, Matty. I'm not even mad at you, Matt. It's kind of funny. Kind of funny. See you on the 20th, Matthew. R. Vega 208 tweets, no! Costco dog, why? Hey, Brian C60. We're not too upset about Costco eliminating the Polish dog. Sign people who only go there for the samples. AKB tweets, shout out to Jim Rome for straight breaking hearts with the announcement of no more Polish dogs. I didn't announce it. Don't put that on me. Don't put that on me. I'm trying to help. I'm trying to give you a place where you can mobilize, come together, gather, and talk about something that is deeply hurtful. I did not announce that. I would never announce that. Announcing it would suggest that I made that decision. I would never make that decision. I'm here to help, not hurt. I'm not here to break any hearts. I'm here to say, man, I know this hurts. I know you're upset about it. You want to talk through it? You want to try to breathe through it? I'm here. Talk to me. I know you're upset. It's been a big summer for hot dogs. At Mock Moda tweets, so we can still buy tubs of mayo, pallets of butter, and cheese balls in bulk. We're Costco going healthy at the food court. Look, I'm not even here to hate. I love Costco. Don't get that twisted. He's got a point, though, right? At GM, greatest, tweets, War Cleveland more pissed about the Polish dog than taking down the LeBron poster. It means more to them than LeBron. It means more to all of us than anything. At Radom27 tweets, getting rid of the Polish dog at Costco is a great move. Signed, the Magic Hour. Magic! You know, you can keep coming at Irv for that. Irv seemed to get over pretty well. Irv's doing fine, thank you. Irv is doing just fine, thank you. Hey, listen, you can't fail unless you put yourself out there. I respect that. I mean, it was unwatchable. It was pretty terrible. But, man, that guy put himself out there. That was a big swing, and he bounced back. I mean, as badly as that went for Irv, there are some guys that never come back from that. Irv looks like he's doing just fine. Extraordinarily wealthy. He's got tremendous authority, power, tastemaker, excellent executive. Irv's fine. You're going to keep going back to that magic hour thing over and over and over again? At that, Mike Cruz tweets, "Relax, clones. It's just the Polish dog. The all-beef hot dog is still there. It's still $1.50. The onions, still there. The mustard and ketchup pumps, still there. Hashtag relax." And Mike, I told you, Mike. I warned you, Mike. The Polish dog is not the same as the all-beef dog. Now, you are the one and only guy on my timeline blocked.
Blocked!
Told you not to go there, Mike. When we come back, clones, I'm here for you. It's a damn good dog for a damn good price with a damn good onion wheel with some unbelievable condiment pumps. It's the whole experience. It's not just the dog, not just the price, not just the onion wheel, not just the vats, not just the pump. It's all of it for $1.50. Or it was. Ben Golliver, when we come back. Sports update, though, right now. Here it is. Dear Rome, Mike Costco's up here, 86th the Polish dog a while ago, and I'm here to tell you it does not get easier with time. Sorry for all of you that are just now dealing with this tragic development. Jeff in Santa Barbara, Gaucho class of 99. That's not good. That's not good because I'm contemplating a Santa Barbara run this weekend. I don't want to hear that. Yo, Gaucho, what's up? That's not a good development. Santa Barbara, one of the best towns ever. They had already gone down already? I didn't know that. Romy, I'm sorry for your loss. May this be step one in the 12-step program towards getting that perfect physique that you are after, a.k.a. my physique. Tyler in Edmonton calling us all fat again.
Fat?
War the weatherman calling for torrential downpours on July 20th after my pictures start scrolling across the CBS TV waves. Ask Tyler. He couldn't look any better and we couldn't look any fatter.
Fat?
You got to know that he and Maddie, we're going to love that take. At Scott Gratis tweets, every team in the NBA would rather have that Polish dog than Carmelo Anthony. Not every team. Not the Rockets. They apparently want him. Meantime, we're joined right now by somebody who covers the NBA for SI.com. He's the host of the Open Floor podcast. He is a jungle legend. He currently is live in Las Vegas, staying in Las Vegas for his 10th summer league. And there have been some wacky, weird things going on in Vegas. Ben Golliver joins us. Ben, it's good to have you on. How are you?
Jim, it's always good to talk to you, but especially after last night. We had like 2 hours of thunderstorms, got flash flood warnings. It was the end times out here in Vegas, so it's great to be alive and speaking with you.
Dude, how weird was that? Seriously, take me through that. What was that like?
Well, I mean, it wasn't as bad as about 4 years ago when I had my entire, like half my car was submerged in water just driving down the street. I thought I was going to have to, you know, hop out like it was a rowboat and just swim for it. But every once in a while you get, you know, a month's worth of rain in about an hour period. And unfortunately that was last night.
All right. So Ben, you're already a legend here in the jungle, but to show up today the way you did on short notice is amazing. Other than that, and again, this is the 10th time you've done this. Other than that, how are you enjoying your time in Vegas this time around?
No, I'm enjoying it. The rookie class to me this year, it was an interesting group because there were so many big men, and everyone knows in the NBA, like, how important are the bigs and what kind of style of big do you want to draft, and, like, are they even that valuable? And I think a lot of the pre-draft analysis was sort of just kind of poo-pooing them, you know, kind of putting them down a little bit. And my takeaway from watching these guys is there's a lot of talent. I mean, you've got a nice little wave of big guys here who are coming into the NBA. Obviously, it starts with DeAndre Ayton, the number one pick, but Jaren Jackson Jr. has just got an incredible NBA body for Memphis. I think he's going to be a nice player for them. I think the Bulls got a steal with Wendell Carter Jr. I mean, this guy is just unbelievably cerebral. I mean, he kind of carries himself like he's already 35 years old, and even though he's still a teenager. You just got a bunch of these young big men who I think are going to force teams to, you know, maybe change their style of play here in a couple of years. It's just a nice wave.
Ben Gulver joining us. You know, Ben, these are all really key points, and I want to get into a little bit more of that in just one moment. But I'm still fascinated by the whole concept of the Vegas Summer League, and some people just don't get it. Some people don't get it. They complain about it. They whine about it. You've been going there for quite some time. How has that league changed and grown since you first started going?
Well, when I was first going, they would actually get busloads of elementary school kids. They'd give them free tickets. They'd put them up in the rafters because they couldn't, you know, they didn't really fill the gym. They just tell these kids to scream the entire game. So there would be action on the floor, and it wouldn't matter what was actually happening. You'd have these kids shrieking up in the top just so they could, you know, basically fill up the seats. But now it's crazy, Jim. I mean, they got all 30 teams here. They have all these different meetings and, you know, associated, you know, business dealings going on around the actual event. It's nationally televised, a whole bunch of the games, you know, whether it's ESPN, NBA TV. You've got, you know, big-time players showing up, you know, dropping in courtside, you know, whether it's a Giannis or Alonzo Ball. Those guys have kind of been coming through and watching their younger teammates take place. And to me, it really just kind of parallels the rise of everybody wanting to be a draft expert, right? Like the mock draft culture, you know, scouting these guys since they're like, you know, sometimes in like middle school or early high school. I mean, Summer League has sort of become that showcase, kind of like an extended, you know, McDonald's All-America game where you put all these guys who have been playing against each other, you know, throughout their youth. You put them in NBA uniforms, you put them on national TV, and it's a bunch of head-to-head matchups. You know, a great example is like DeAndre Ayton versus Mo Bamba. I mean, these are two, you know, seven-footers, you know, super long, you know, really, you know, potential stars in the making, you know, coming down the road. Those guys are going head-to-head yesterday on national TV. And look, they're playing for the Phoenix Suns and the Orlando Magic, two teams that have been pretty irrelevant in the NBA over the last few years. But there was an awful lot of interest in that game because those guys represent the hope, right? This is the guys who could potentially lead teams that have had a really tough time in recent years, you know, back into the playoff mix, you know, somewhere, you know, down the line. So it's become much more professional. You know, I think for people like me, I loved it back when it was smaller and maybe a little bit less organized and you know, a little goofier. But it's great to see the event grow so large.
Ben Gulver joining us. You know, you mentioned Mo Bamba and DeAndre Ayton. God, I love both these guys, Ben. They both have so much it. DeAndre Ayton came on the program yesterday. I'm blown away by the way this guy carries himself at that age. Is there any doubt in your mind that he's going to be a star on the next level?
I think he's got a chance to be a star. You know, the questions that I have with him is more defensive impact, right? Because I mentioned this earlier with how is the center position evolving, and it's very tough to be like a big time scorer as a center if you can't shoot the three ball. Like, look at guys like Karl Anthony Towns or Anthony Davis or DeMarcus Cousins. A lot of their scoring now, it comes from that 3-point range, and I'm not sure that's necessarily Ayton's game right now. He does like the mid-range shot, and that's a helpful tool, but a lot of what he's going to try to do offensively is around the basket. So what I want to see from him is that big-time defensive impact. Can he become like a DeAndre Jordan type of guy or Clint Capella type of guy where you can build a defense around his ability to just man the paint, you know, grab the defensive rebounds, block a lot of shots, help out his teammates when they get beaten off the dribble? That's what I want to see from DeAndre Ayton. But I think if you're trying to handicap you know, the rookie of the year race, for example, he's got to be right near the top of that list, Jim, because his body, I mean, it's just, he has a man's body. You put him side by side with Bamba, you know, he looks like 3 or 4 years older than in Bamba in terms of his muscle definition, his strength. I've seen people compare his body to like David Robinson. I mean, he is a really, really strong, big dude, and he already pops against the players at this level, this summer league level, just because of his physique.
We're talking Ben Gulver, and they're doubling him already, but I think he made key points. I mean, like, when I look at him, I see star quality, but you're right. Defensively, whether or not he can step out and shoot that three, these are all question marks. Ben, what about the Rockets? They lose Trevor Ariza to the Suns, Luke Mbamute to the Clippers in free agency. According to reports, they're very interested in Carmelo Anthony. Given what they lost in Trevor and Luke, is Melo the answer?
I don't think so. I mean, of those three players, if I'm Houston – and I'm trying to take down Golden State, and we know that they're obsessed with Golden State, I think I would have Melo ranked third. And I realize he's not nearly as famous as Ariza or Mbamute, but he doesn't do the things that Houston needed. They needed a Kevin Durant stopper. They needed that natural floor spacing shooter who doesn't really command attention of the ball or, ball stop and, try to go one-on-one. That's not really how they play around guys like James Harden and Chris Paul, because they already have playmakers to do all of the creation for them. And I guess, the theory would be, well, if you can get Melo into great shape, give him a contender to play for, and maybe he could give you a little bit more firepower. But to me, I thought the Ariza one especially hurt, because you remember, and Mbah Mute was injured during the Western Conference Finals. I mean, he really didn't have much of an impact. But Trevor Ariza was a very, very important player for them, very key for their matchups on the perimeter. And to lose a guy like that, it's a big step backward for Houston. And, for Golden State, like, how lucky can these guys get? Not only do they sign DeMarcus Cousins for peanuts, but their number one competitor from last season, takes two pretty big rotation blows with Ariza and Mbah Mute.
That's my thing, too. Ben Golver joining us for another moment or so. Ben, as you pointed out, Kyrie Irving did not want to play with LeBron, and Paul George did not want to play with LeBron. And now there's a suggestion that Kawhi Leonard would rather be with the Clippers than the Lakers, now that LeBron's with the Lakers. Now all three of these guys are unique guys, I'll grant you that. Is there any question in your mind about LeBron's ability to recruit going forward?
I think there is, Jim. I mean, remember back in 2014, he just snaps his fingers and Kevin Love just shows up in Minnesota. He makes like one phone call, boom, here's Kevin Love for Andrew Wiggins. Or you remember the famous stories about how him, D-Wade, Chris Bosh, they came together during USA Basketball and sort of plotted this master plan. Jim, my question is, does it count as a master plan if, their big three, it's like him, Rondo, and Lance Stevenson? That doesn't sound like a master plan to me. That sounds like LeBron wanting to play in L.A. on his own terms, and then the Lakers trying to fill in whoever they can around the edges. And there's legitimate reasons why guys wouldn't maybe want to play with him. Number one, there's an awful lot of pressure and an awful lot of scrutiny if you're on LeBron's team, and he's almost always going to get the credit, and he's rarely going to get the blame. And if you're a teammate of his, you're rarely going to get the credit, and you're often going to get the blame. And I think that kind of wears on guys a little bit. He also has the ball in his hands a lot. And for a guy like Kyrie, I could easily see why, Boston would be a more attractive scenario. Now, the Paul George situation, to me, it's still confusing. I still think he should have gone to L.A. That made more sense in terms of a fit. I think the Lakers would have been better with Paul George than the Thunder are going to be with Paul George this year. But I think for LeBron, next summer is going to be the big litmus test, because we saw what happened with Kobe and the Lakers, right? After he came back from that Achilles, their ability to kind of recruit anybody else really evaporated. It was just the Kobe show. It got to a situation where it was a little bit too much of the cult of personality, and I think the Lakers need to stay away from that. This can't just be the LeBron show or the LeBron reality TV show. If they want to challenge Golden State, they need to put other big-time stars around LeBron. LeBron needs to be able to convince a guy like Kawhi Leonard to come to L.A. He needs to get back into that recruiting mode that made him so famous earlier in his career. Otherwise, we're going to talk about a team that's just good, but not truly great.
He covers the NBA brilliantly for SI.com. He is the host of the Open Floor podcast. He is a jungle legend, and he is in Vegas for his 10th summer league. Ben Golver on short notice showing up and owning it like that. Ben, can't say how much I respect it and appreciate it. Thanks so much, Ben. Great job.
Thank you, Jim. Take care, man.
You're the best. He is so good. Ben Golver is so good. And that was on short notice, too. So my thanks to him. 303 Automotive is a premium line of protectants and cleaners. It is designed to keep your car looking new and lasting longer. It is available at most auto parts retailers or visit 303radio.com, 303radio.com. Quick programming note. Jim Rome podcast back today. Jim Abbott was in studio recently for a sit-down conversation. Great conversation. One of my favorite athletes ever, Jim Abbott. So look for that. Episode 43. Dropping later on today. It'll find you if you're subscribed. If not, you want to subscribe. My thanks to Ben Golver, Malik Beasley, Aaron Nola, way back in hour one. The XR4TI, the smack off is in 10 days. You are running out of time. Take your shot tomorrow if you did not get through today. Have an amazing day. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget about Jim Abbott. Ep 43 dropping in a couple hours. See you then. We're out.